Last week, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio wrote to members of the Hillsborough State Legislative Delegation, informing them that she does not support a city council proposal to have Tampa given more representation on the Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission. The letter upset Councilwoman Mary Mulhern, who had made the proposal earlier this year, after the county commission initially attempted to dismantle the EPC's Wetlands Protection Division. Mulhern's colleagues backed her motion at the time. At issue now is, who speaks with the city government? City Attorney David Smith backed the mayor last week, telling the St. Petersburg Times that under the city charter, the mayor is the one who speaks for the city. That's irked some council members. Today, Councilman Thomas Scott called for the council to discuss Iorio's letter next week, as well as those comments made afterwards by City Attorney David Smith.
And I'm very much concerned that a legal vote that was taken by this council, actually taken, and then a letter sent that was in direct opposite of what this council did, is in conflict of the charter. I believe that. I think that we should have that discussion. Had I done that, I think all hell would have broke loose. So I am very much concerned about this way we're moving forward here. And I do believe that the city attorney was in conflict when he rendered that opinion, because you can't, he's representing us as well as the administration. And I think at some point that we need to have this discussion as we move forward.
City Councilman Charlie Miranda had supported Mulhern's motion back in August, but he said today he was concerned about a bickering conflict between the mayor's office and the council.
I don't want to have this come up and have a balloon item on what some St. Pete Times quote said, what members of the legislative delegation.
And Miranda said that the council might have been in error in supporting Mulhern's original motion.
When you pass a motion without a resolution to change something, I think there's a flaw in that process if it was done that way. I think it was done that way, but I'm not 100% sure. So if we're going to discuss this, I think before we discuss it, we ought to get a legal opinion from our attorney or the city attorney or whatever attorneys we're going to have, tell us how those processes should be met in the future.
Councilman Thomas Scott said the mayor's effective veto over the council's decision was in effect setting up a battle over the city's charter.
If you read the letter, it says that the city of Tampa opposes the changes. Well, the question becomes, who is the city of Tampa? Okay, now, can you say, does the mayor oppose it? That's a whole different issue. See, that's different. You're right in that. So I think we need to have that discussion so that can be clarity as we move forward.